This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is... You know what? I'm going to shoot a video of what you should, how you should apply Frog Lube to your weapon. It's not that involved. It's not that intricate a thing to do, but I wasn't doing it correctly all the way until I sat down with Mr. Lasky, and he showed me a couple of other things. So I will share, but check them out at froglube.com. Now then, coming from the desk of David Kodria, right? This coming from Automotive News. The 840-pound Dodge Challenger SRT Demon from Fiat Chrysler is so inherently dangerous to the common safety of motorists that its registration as a roadworthy automobile should be banned. They are more powerful and even faster vehicles available. This is what they were admitting. While they were saying this, there are more powerful and even faster vehicles available from other automakers that are rightly street legal. But they continued. From its barely legal slick tires to its monstrous acceleration, the Demon may comply sufficiently with the letter of the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standards to legally be registered for on-road use, but in its current form, it certainly doesn't fulfill the spirit of those standards. Oh, goodness, the slick tire loophole. There'll be blood in the streets. Something has got to be done. Ban it. Ban it all for the sake of the children, wouldn't you? Just for the sake of the children? I would think so for the children. Anyway. Okay. I got to work on that. The chat room is having some issues, and I know there's some issues with the stream as well about the third hour, so everybody bear with me. I'm working on it. How often have we as gun owners heard a similar rationale from the gun grabbers objecting to the performance characteristics and then codifying bans in the law? We can't have the 30 magazine clips and the shoulder things that go up and weapons of war that have no place on the streets. Thanks to the interwebs, the rights activists have been quick to react when industry writers, who ought to know better, side with the citizen disarmament cartel. So, sick of all the stuff, the gun owners protested loudly and effectively. Like when Outdoor Life's Jim Zumba wrote, "The guides on our hunt tell me that the use of the AR and AK rifles have a rapidly growing following among hunters, especially prairie dog hunters. I had no clue. Excuse me, maybe I'm a traditionalist, but I see no place for these weapons among our hunting fraternity. I'll go so far as to call them terrorist rifles. To the most of the public, an assault rifle is a terrifying thing. Let's divorce ourselves from them. I say game departments should ban them from the prairies and woods." Then from Guns and Ammo's Dick Metcalf, he said, "Way too many gun owners still believe that any regulation of the right to keep and bear arms is an infringement. The fact is that all constitutional rights are regulated, always have been, and need to be." Then Recoil's Jerry Tsai. That was the, you know, he wrote, like we mentioned before, the MP7A1 is unavailable to civilians and for good reason. We all know that's technology no civvy should ever get to lay their hands on. This is a purpose-built weapon with no sporting applications to speak of. It is made to put down scumbags, and that's it. Mike Cabrera of Heckler & Koch Law Enforcement, the sales and veteran law enforcement officer with SWAT unit experience, points out that this is a gun that you do not want to go in the wrong slimy hands. It comes with the semi-automatic and full auto firing modes only. Its overall size places it between a handgun and a submachine gun, but its assault rifle capability and the small size makes this a serious weapon that should not be taken lightly. David Petzl, who I've had on this show, he said, lesser known to most gun owners, probably because it's predated widespread effective internet tissue advocacy, was this that came from David Petzl's with Field and Stream. He said this at the time of the Clinton assault weapon ban. In our hour of need, he was claiming it took tremendous courage for his magazine to go against the NRA. He said, all gun owners pay a heavy price for having to defend the availability of these weapons. The American public and the gun-owning public, especially the gun-owning public, would be better off without the hardcore military arms, which puts the average sportsman in a real dilemma. An Uzi or an AKM or an AK-47 should be no more generally available than a Claymore mine or a block of C4 explosive. We don't need those to hunt ducks, do we? No. But what happened to weapons being part of the ordinary military equipment that can contribute to the common defense? What happened to that part? There's a saying here that I could apply to all of these gentlemen, but I can't say it because my man Andy will have to slam the door shut on me and I'll be taken off the air. So I'm not going to even go that way. Here we have some righteous busybodies, self-righteous busybodies, demanding that we justify our needs to them. And they're supposed to be on our side. The bottom line, as with guns, if performance cars are abused in a way that endangers the public, there are better ways to deal with that. Banning property that can potentially be abused has never been the answer. I knew there was a reason I didn't buy Field and Stream. David Kodry organized a letter campaign to tell them why. We need to all be car buffs in this age of this and be, pushing back against these people. When Jerry Tsai did his thing with a Recoil magazine, he was the Ian Harrison of his day at the time. Recoil, of course, has come back masterfully from that. But having said that, the realization here is that this is a moment of candor with some of these guys. These are the never-Trumpers of the gun industry. They're out there telling us what we should and shouldn't do, what we should and shouldn't have, all that other stuff, which makes them no better than an anti-gunner in my estimation. Which, for a lot of people, that means that in a lot of cases, somebody who might be out there trying to gin up trouble in the gun community, they fall in the same category for me. It's a new day. Most people would tell me that I shouldn't push that part of the thing, that I should just let it be. Why should I let it be, though? Can somebody explain that to me? Why should I let that be? I don't believe that. I'm not going to believe that. So, keep that in front of your mind. Now, when we get back, we're going to take a look, and once again, we're going to take Mr. Kodry's analysis of it, because I like his analysis. We're going to look at what's happened to YouTube. For those of us that try to be YouTube creators, YouTube has changed. YouTube just had, they call it Brain Stand, and this is their big confab in New York City where a lot of the other more successful creators went. That's coming up when we get back. Stay tuned. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship to the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yes, it does. It works, and it works good, and it works all the time, and it works every time. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, according to the firearm blog not too long ago, the YouTube gun channels are in danger of disappearing forever. They wrote, it appears that all gun-related videos on YouTube have been flagged as restricted material. That means that either YouTube's algorithm or users have flagged them as inappropriate for one reason or another. Once a video is flagged, it is no longer eligible for monetization. From Guns.com. YouTube gun channels rocked by demonetization. In the latest installment of friction between popular firearm vloggers and the online video sharing website, many gun channels are reporting that YouTube has greatly reduced their ability to run ads. From Red Alert Politics, we get YouTube's new ad strategy, hide and filter conservative channels. I've talked about this a little bit. Google is experiencing a withdrawal of funding from sponsors. But the solution involves disproportionately censoring channels that are not politically correct, specifically anything remotely conservative, in an effort to comply with corporate demands, although I have not seen them articulated anywhere. So they have secretly enforced their restricted mode to hide age-inappropriate content, shield comments from all videos, and allow third-party media firms to evaluate which channels and videos should receive ad revenue. That's all consistent with a report posted March 31st by Ameland Shooting Sports News highlighting political and social commentator Paul Joseph Watson's warning that many of your favorite YouTubers could be about to disappear. Now, as we looked a little deeper, the suppression of non-progressive ideas is not just limited to YouTube, but it also relates to the corporate practice of the two other members of the social media Big Three. It should be noted, and this is very important, it's not only conservative and gun channels that aren't, they're not the only ones who have been reported as financially impacted. And we're hearing that the YouTube advertiser-friendly content guidelines appear nonpartisan, but they are arbitrary and subjective. Now, content that is considered not advertiser-friendly includes, but is not limited to, sexually suggestive content, including partial nudity and sexual humor. Violence, including display of serious injury and events related to violent extremism. Inappropriate language, including harassment, profanity, and vulgar language. Promotion of drugs and regulated substances, including selling, use, and abuse of such items. Controversial or sensitive subjects and events, including subjects related to war, political conflicts, natural disasters, and tragedies, even if graphic imagery is not shown. So then the question becomes, are the rules evenly applied, or can discrimination be shown? And how does this tie in with what is happening with the other social media giants? So aside from abetting censorship from repressive regimes, Breitbart reports Facebook has introduced the Orwellian-named Initiative for Civil Courage Online and other policy directives designed to stifle and even remove conservative views by smearing them as racist, xenophobic, hateful, and or fake news. That's on the heels of Team Zuckerberg banning private gun sales, a policy evidently enforced by an army of progressive snitches, with one of their leaders who declares it's time to take everyone's guns as pastime, showing a financial tie between his livelihood and George Soros. Twitter has confirmed that it is experimenting with graying out the profiles of users it deems that are posting sensitive content, displaying a warning to others that they can read their tweets, but they have to read the warning first. And what's the solution? Do you listen to voices that never use it and abandon all social media? You could. But why would you do that? This gives all of the information sharing tools that are currently prevalent and successful to the antis. So this is one way of dissemination, you know, of informational dissemination. What about other platforms? What about going to those? And I've covered this ground before. Without some unlikely mass exodus, because there's enough people that would get out there and say, well, I just don't like that. I'm so used to this. Well, that's not going to happen. The problem is that these Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they are all fabulously successful. If you put a video on YouTube, it's going to reach thousands over the course, maybe millions over the course of its time. Same with Twitter, same with Facebook. With other services, you might reach dozens. Now, is there anything we can do? Well, yeah, we can try. We could come up with irrefutable documentation that conservative and gun channels are indeed being targeted. A few anecdotal examples won't cut it, and that means someone with the time and resources and inclination would need to establish that such discrimination is undeniable. And one idea that nobody's seen explored is to use the enemy's own tactics against them. The small I libertarian in some people says that social media giants are private enterprises, and if we don't like the way they operate, we should go our separate ways. That does not account for the tremendous influence these corporations have on government actions and policies, which introduces coercive potential into the voluntary association. So it was the progressives who first introduced antitrust laws designed to be a check and balance against monopolies, which Facebook and Twitter and Google, YouTube, with unprecedented global influence, arguably are. It would be very hard to dispute any provable discrimination they exhibit toward conservatives and gun owners that wouldn't represent a form of collusion and restraint of trade. Now, in some cases, I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to this kind of legal stuff, and I don't pretend to. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. There's no way for it. So the question is, if these allegations are provable, would this not be something the feds would come down on other industries for? Now, over at the Firearm Blog, think about your policy. We'll be right back. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was... And if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Check them out at froglube.com. Would ya? Unbelievable what that liquid lethality added to your weapon does for you. Froglube.com. Now then, Jacob S. Dorman. He has let the world know that extending the exercise of the Second Amendment right to public institutions in the Sunflower State is the reason that he has left his position as an associate professor at the University of Kansas. Normally, you know, my first question would be, okay, so what? But he took it upon himself to explain his decision in a letter printed in the Topeka Capital Journal. He writes, in light of the state of Kansas's apparent determination to allow the concealed carry of firearms in the classrooms of the University of Kansas, I am writing to tender my resignation effective 2 weeks from today as an associate professor of history and American studies at the university. I have accepted a job in a state that bans concealed carry in classrooms. Kansas will never secure the future that it deserves if it weakens its institutions of higher learning by driving off faculty members or applicants who feel as I do, that there is no place for firearms in classrooms. Kansas can have great universities, or it can have concealed carry in classrooms. It cannot have both. Recruiting the best trained professors necessarily means recruiting from coastal areas and progressive college towns, where most people do not believe that randomly arming untrained students is a proper exercise of the Second Amendment's protection of a well-regulated militia. That's a commonly held opinion. And it's backed by the very skewed research that you find provided by anti-Second Amendment groups such as the Trace and in the anti-self-defense medical journals. There are considerable numbers of research articles on the other side and in criminology journals that reach the opposite conclusions. What's particularly bizarre here is the idea that Kansas won't be able to recruit professors who aren't afraid of an armed population. There's actually considerable evidence to the contrary. College campuses are chock full of ideological leftists, particularly in disciplines such as Professor Dorman's specialty of history. And the leftists outnumber conservatives in academia by 33.5 to 1. Good Lord. Let me say that again. 33.5 to 1. Why is the history department so staffed up with leftists? That's because the departments have created courses that are intrinsically leftist. Courses on the histories of race and gender and class have leftward assumptions built on their definitions. There's no shortage of history majors with that bent clamoring for work in academia. That means most of them are they're going to college to teach in college. Interesting. You won't find many conservative historians working in academia. They've been defined out of the picture. Now, and I'll give you the punchline here in a minute. Maybe allowing a little bit of freedom on campus, a slice of actually doing more than paying lip service to the Second Amendment, would improve the possibility of selecting faculty other than doctrinaire leftists. A tiny bit of intellectual diversity would certainly improve the Kansas University campus. The replacement of a doctrinaire ideological leftist with someone who may not be is at least a theoretical possibility, right? Now, to his point that classrooms are no place for guns. That's fine, unless some bad guy shows up with one. Then there better be one there quick. Here's why. Here's why. We know, thanks to the Purdue University Department of Homeland Security or Homeland Security study, that time is the enemy of victims in an enclosed area when an active shooter is in place. He's shooting somebody every 20 seconds. So that means every minute, 3 people are getting shot. If he's in there for 5 minutes, 15 people got shot. If he's in there for 10, 30 people got shot. 15, 45 people get shot. You see what I'm saying? Getting out there and making that case that the classroom is no place for guns, I sort of, look, do I wish we didn't have to do some of these things? You betcha. You betcha I wish that. But this is not the world we live in, and I live in the world we live in. I live in the real world, not the world that, you know, the fantasy world. People that live in the fantasy world end up getting shot when the real bad guys come in. There are no safe spaces. Not on college, not on a college campus, not anywhere. All you have to do is understand that. Now, once that becomes something that is understood, then you need to ask yourself, how do you stop one of these guys once they go operational? Well, we know what a second gun introduced is going to do. It's going to disrupt his pattern. And that's what has to be done. We have to disrupt his pattern. A lot of these in-the-know tactical instructors will call their defensive pistol class disruptive pistol. Because that's what it is. We're disrupting a pattern when the active shooter shows up. No disruption means, well, wide open. Means all kinds of bad things. So, this guy has moved on to a place where guns aren't allowed in schools. Has there been a concealed carrier in a school? Because there are some out there. There's quite a few, actually. Texas just signed it. Have we had any shoot-em-ups over there? Have we had any of this other stuff going on? I haven't seen any of it. So, he's solving a problem that doesn't exist, which is the left way. That's the leftist way. We're going to solve issues that don't really exist because we don't actually want to do anything that we don't want to do. Just makes me shake my head. People that cannot fathom the real world in which we live and do not understand the real world in which we live and purport to be educators. That's the part that blows me away the most. They say they're educators and yet they cannot absorb a degree of knowledge to where they can understand that there are no safe spaces. The only thing you can do when a gun is introduced is go at them with a gun and stop them. You cannot, especially in a classroom, you're not going to find cover in a classroom. You've got to go at them. When we get back, it looks like France has chosen obliteration. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from, well, first of all, last time on the firing line, okay? Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, indeed, it does. You know, in 2012, I thought the nation was interested in trying to keep themselves from going over the edge. And if we had elected Mitt Romney as president, 45th president, he would have been the 45th. If we had elected him as president, it would not have been a sudden, jarring arrest. It would have been a very gradual one, if one at all. Mitt Romney is very much a... I had lunch with him when he was running. He lost in South Carolina, but he ended up getting the nomination. And when the United States seemed to not be interested in doing that, that was shocking for me. It really was. This past Sunday, the people of France voted overwhelmingly for their demise. Now, that's not what they think they voted for, but it is. They think they voted for inclusion and fairness and diversity and all the rest of the hogwash served up by the leftist, globalist, communist, Islamo-fascist, because hogwash is a favorite dish among the useful idiots. But make no mistake, the French people voted to assure their ruin by electing a candidate who doesn't even believe there's such a thing as French culture. Because, you know, France is diverse. No kidding. France's diversity includes a massive uptick in violence, including rape, thanks to their new friends from Islamic lands. So the French voted for more murder and more mayhem. Macron made his priorities clear in speeches on Sunday, stating that we will not yield to fear, while noting that it is his responsibility to assuage fear. So if they choose not to yield to fear, then they will yield to the sword or to the knife, or they will yield to guns and bombs, to trucks mowing people down, to gang rapes and a stream of threats. They will yield to all manner of destruction until France is gone. And they're well on their way to extinction. Given that the Muslim population in France is approaching 10%, the largest in Europe, and extrapolating from Peter Hammond's book, Slavery, Terrorism, Islam, here's what French people have to look forward to. From 5% on, they, Muslims, exercise an inordinate influence in proportion to their percentage of the population. They will work to get to ruling the government to allow them to rule themselves under Sharia. When Muslims reach 10% of the population, they will increase lawlessness as a means of complaint about their conditions. Any non-Muslim action that offends Islam will result in uprisings and threats. Dr. Hammond's book was published in 2005. Right now, in my view, his predictions are manifesting even sooner than noted, because you can see examples of that here in the United States. The situation in France is bleak. And with the result of Sunday's election, it is even bleaker, more bleak, whatever I don't know. Apparently, most French people don't care. This is a testament to the result of decades of inculcated stupidity. So now that Frenchmen have voted for their demise, many comments on blogs ask why we should care, with some noting that France get what she deserves. In my view, we should care. We have spent a lot of money and a lot of people. I don't get out there and go, I don't want to say blood and treasure. Let's call it what it is. I don't want to be clever. We've lost a lot of people, and we spent a lot of money keeping France where it is. French. They are our ally, and that means something. They also serve as a weather vane, a canary in the coal mine of the West. We in the United States are trying to follow in her footsteps. We got a president trying to stop this, to arrest this, and we got these judges. I mean, we're going to have to, I guess Trump's going to have to be in contempt of court at some point. If we don't change course dramatically and quickly, and we're not, by the way, we will also reach a point of no return. And between today and that point, we will continue to suffer all manner of needless horrors because we were fools who embraced those clinging to an ideology that mandates our destruction. In addition, the larger the Islamic footprint grows in the West, the more power it has. And that is exceedingly dangerous. If Le Pen had won, she would have been a leading voice on the world stage speaking the truth about Islam and mass migration from Islamic countries to the West. And she would have taken action to protect and defend her country from the army that has infiltrated and continues to advance. We need more people on our barely existent team fighting a war being waged against us that most refuse to even acknowledge is there. Finally, if France falls to the caliphate, the Islamic world will have access to nuclear weapons. In the interest of our own self-preservation, we should seriously consider that. That is no small thing. This is why I was watching the election Sunday. Robert Spencer wrote, "Lights out for France. The France have chosen not to be so racist and Islamophobic as to resist the jihad that is being waged against them with ever greater ferocity. Europe as a whole appears to be poised to make the same choice and vote itself out of existence, and then it will be America's turn." The prevailing thought in Islam has always been that they can come in here. First of all, let me explain something to you. This has happened because we spent so much money defending Europe, which Trump is trying to address. We spent so much money defending Europe that Europe didn't have to defend themselves. They spent their money building this welfare state. The welfare state has to be fed. It has to be fed in cash. In order to have cash coming in, you have to have people working that you can tax. Well, Europe stopped making babies, I guess. So they had to import some people to work to feed the welfare state. So they chose Islamists. They reproduce at a rapid rate, a stunningly huge rate. That's all it's about, funding the welfare state. And in the end, what's going to happen, one of the prevailing thoughts has been that one day there would be enough Islamists inside a country to where it would be nearly impossible to fight them, because you'd be fighting from within. And at some predetermined point, all of a sudden, one day they'd all walk out and start lopping off heads until a caliphate is established. And then everybody there that is native-born would be subject to demitude, which is subservience and existing at the pleasure and, you know, of these Islamists. Being taxed, you can't own nothing. The Muslim can take anything he wants from you in that situation. That's what France has chosen. That's what Europe is choosing. Well, at least the leaders and the European Union, that's what they're choosing. Because I talked to some guys at the NRA meetup, and I'm trying to find a way to get in touch with them, but they're in Europe. And they are fighting this war that is undeclared, that nobody knows how to, not enough people in it. Nobody even acknowledges it's going on. And France, this past Sunday, France chose to submit. After Europe goes away, guess who's next? Sooner or later, we're going to be in a fight. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.